Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, your prosperity gurus, Christine Marie and Julie.
Hello, hello, hello. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, girlfriend.
We're a little off our game tonight. Only
we were watching
Ghost Adventures.
Ghost Adventures
in between
on the Travel Channel.
I know.
That Zach is one crazy dude.
I know.
He got possessed tonight. They went to an Italian an old island in Italy. There's what's like a mental health. I don't know where the bubonic plague was and. Hundreds and hundreds of millions of people. I don't know. I mean, it was just some sort of exaggerated number.
It was very interesting. They're just so different, aren't they, than Ghost Hunters International or Ghost Hunters?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I mean, totally different. These guys get scared. Yeah. They get their bejesus scared out of them.
I know. And it was interesting because at 7 o'clock they had the telethon for Haiti. And, you know, I just couldn't bear to watch it for 2 hours, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Watched for a little bit, did my stuff, and I was reading a mentor this week, or this is exactly how I feel. I feel like, you know, at this moment, what we can do is give what we can and know that there may be something else for us to do later, but to see them really as the end result, which is in a place that's better, you know,
mm-hmm.
better than it was.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe better water than they had. I mean, just see them, see Haiti now, you know, a year from now,
mm-hmm.
and it's better than ever, you know. And so that's how we have to see it in some
mm-hmm.
sense.
And that's really how we, as coaches, especially as law of attraction, spiritual coaches,
mm-hmm.
we see the best, you know, in our clients. And I think that's why sometimes we changed our description of our show up a little bit. First of all, we had like 2 weeks of technical problems,
which is so interesting.
And we had to look at that.
Mm-hmm.
We were looking at that and saying, okay, what are we not in alignment
mm-hmm.
with? You know, and we both came to this agreement that, you know, really on Blog Talk Radio. Wow, you can certainly get your readings done. You know, there's a lot of places that'll do the readings, you know. But as coaches, we, especially as spiritual coaches, as law of attraction coaches, as deliberate creators, we see your best for you, you know.
Right.
So it's hard to say here is what's, you know, When we see you as the deliberate creator, when we find ourselves saying, well, what is it that you want, you know?
Right.
And then we can help you get there, you know?
Yeah, and I know that for you because you're, you know, I've seen you, you know, talk to the divine feminine, and she really does come through you. And then I consider you intuitive for sure, and that's been a gift of yours a long, long time. But as we have become... as we have vibrated higher and worked on our light bodies and so forth, I mean, you do see the best in it for everybody. And then
mm-hmm.
knowing that, really, you know, you can achieve what you want to achieve. And there may be, you know, and
And no, and an obstacle in your path is not a no from the universe.
No.
I mean, I mean, there just recently somebody said, you know, I really want to know that if there's an obstacle. Like, well, yeah, there's going to be some obstacles. I mean, I can see that you're going to have car trouble, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I know that one already.
Yeah.
But ultimately, the big dreams, you know, those are the ones that we want to hold for people. And,
yeah.
And we want to... We want to talk about the law of
attraction. Yeah, I'll tell you what, you will, you know, I'll guarantee this, you will fight with your spouse or your loved one
mm-hmm.
at some time in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you will disagree with them. You will have car trouble. You know, you will have to fix something in your home. I mean, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But the big dreams, you know, how do we keep motivated through that and being a deliberate creator? And we do have a hand up already. And but we'll do take that in a little bit. 214, we'll take you in a little bit in mm-hmm. a few minutes.
And hopefully they're listening, and we're here, you know, about the that we're willing to hear your spiritual journey, and we're willing to use all of our law of attraction coaching techniques and
yes.
stuff. But just tonight, don't ask us to, you know, like when is the man in my life going to come or whatever, you know. Did the hand go down now?
No, not at all. Well, no, and you know what? We had to really think about this because
yes, we
there are
we
great
really,
people
really.
On Blog Talk Radio who can do that, and
it really isn't our focus. Our focus is prosperity consciousness. Our
yeah.
focus is being a deliberate creator.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the prosperity lifestyle, which is ultimately a lifestyle where we choose not to worry.
Yeah.
That we choose to be living in inspired action, you know,
right.
and
right.
all those good things. So
yeah.
tell a little bit about yourself, sweetheart.
My name is Julie. I'm a former teacher, and now I'm a law of attraction coach, certified. But it is so, gosh, I guess I've been studying the spiritual laws for probably 20 years, and just longer if you think of you know, because my mother is a psychotherapist and was involved in this when I was growing up, it's always been a part of my life.
It really has, hasn't it?
Yeah, so I'm just enjoying this journey.
You were in the fetal position.
You know, and now that I'm, you know, I'm a business owner, and we've been in several family businesses, you know, and it's interesting because we've been working with this idea, and I've used that word a lot tonight, and I apologize.
Which one?
Interesting. And I must be in that kind of mood where
right.
everything seems...
kind of watery.
Yeah,
well, really...
I was going to say beautiful, but yet, like, bittersweet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the mood I'm in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But just this idea that I've used these laws and the one that we've been talking about with our clients, you know, when you're no longer aligned with something and you know it, but you don't know it, you know,
mm-hmm.
you still want to hold on and,
mm-hmm.
and law of attraction it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it may require so much creativity and energy that your higher self just can't let it happen.
Mm-mm.
Or the universe goes, hey, you
That's
asked
so efficient.
For this.
Yeah.
Yes, you asked for this, and you're still playing in this realm. And I know that it's hard to let this go, but if you let this go, it will be, you know, yes, you may have, you know, some issues to take care of. But on the other end, you know, your journey is expansion.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about the spiritual journey and the hero's journey. And Mom, for you, what does that spiritual journey mean?
The spiritual journey really means that, you know, that I'm a spiritual being having a human experience, that I see things, I choose to see things consciously, becoming more and more awake, seeing things in the bigger picture, in the greater picture, with depth of meaning. And really understanding that the universe is on my side, that I
yes.
am an heir
mm-hmm.
to all the things that the divine has and does and is. And, wow, it's a hero's journey because sometimes the choices are not necessarily the easy ones, you
right.
know.
And sometimes we're meant to be so flexible with our lives because we're meant for expansion. And if we are dug in deep into the trenches of our life and it must go like this as planned, you know,
mm-hmm.
I will work
step
here.
Step one, step two,
step three. You know, sometimes our higher self goes, well, you know, I kind of was here for the journey too, you
mm-hmm.
know.
I kind of wanted to, I had this big plan for you here, but you were so constricted in your steps that I didn't
yeah.
have any place to work with you here.
Yeah,
you know?
And we honor the people.
And that's okay.
It's all okay because
yeah.
it is just your life. And
yeah.
And you get to choose it, and that's the great part about it. When you get that, you're the decider of your own life. I mean, it gets a little freaky because you're like, well, how did I decide this? You know? And you go, that's good. I decided this,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I get to move on and decide something else. And I know through incremental change and all. And
well, you're just giving all the little pearls of wisdom.
What's going
there.
On? I know. I'm just spewing
you're just
it out.
What's going on?
And it's only 10 minutes into the show. We're done.
I can introduce myself.
Please do. Introduce yourself,
hey,
Christine
everyone.
Marie.
Hey, everyone. Yes, I'm Christine Marie. And I have my master's in counseling
mm-hmm.
psychology, and I taught behavioral science at the university. But now I'm a certified law of attraction
mm-hmm.
coach. Oh, and I love the law of attraction. I love playing in this field, and I'm a certified
yeah.
prosperity guide. And yes, I am a bit of an intuitive and a channel, but we are all deliberate creators, and that's the most fun thing that's happened to us
yeah.
in these last few years. And we know that we are fully in this great age of change here. We know that things are being shaken and stirred, you know, in all different levels.
Right.
But we know that we have the divine source has given us words of great reassurance, you know, that that we are not broken, that we're not broke. We never have been. We never will be. We need to surf this great sea of change now.
Yes, we do.
And the vehicle that we need to surf with is the heart.
Yes.
If you want to have Source speak to you, guess what you have to do? Listen to your heart.
Listen to your heart.
That's right.
Yeah.
And our bodies, even our bodies are changing in this great sea of change, you know. And what we must do is ride the change, be the change, flow. But, you know, the divine has said, this is a year where that self-care, self-love resonates. It's the closest frequency
yes.
next to acceptance
exactly.
that we have to source. So that's what we have to do this year, you know.
Yeah. We have to choose ourselves, don't we?
You bet.
I promise you that by choosing yourself does not mean that you omit other people from your life.
Mm-mm.
In so many ways, by choosing yourself, your life and your heart gets bigger because you're caring for the one person that matters the most in your life, which is you. And by that doing that, you're able to love deeper and, I think, more authentic.
Absolutely.
Sometimes
it does feel a bit raw sometimes.
Yes.
Like you said, a bittersweet. But, you know, listen, there's no maps. There's no GPS anymore. We really are really riding the waves and the currents of grace and blessings right now. So we're living in that, in the grace. I guess we're
exactly.
in a grace period.
We're in a grace period. I love that. Yeah, I'm just telling somebody on our chat room, listen only to your heart.
Hello, chat room.
Yes, exactly.
Hello, chat room. How are you tonight?
And I see some wonderful people, you know, and so forth.
We should talk a little bit, too, about our class coming up, too.
Please do.
We're
having a magnetizing course.
Yes.
A magnetizing and manifesting course.
Well, we already taught this class once. And
yes.
If there are people out there that are listening that took it, call in and tell your testimonial, tell how wonderful it was. But it's 4 weeks, and it's called Magnetize and Manifest
yes.
One. And, boy, did we bring down the house. We turned on our personal magnetizers. We created this magnet to just really money magnet, you know, any really thing that you can desire. You know, you're the decider as to how much you're gonna, you know, the voltage or the wattage as you turn on your personal money magnet. And boy, we reprogrammed our DNA
at a cellular level, which
is
so great
to be able to receive greater.
It was really a great class, and you know, it's wonderful because we're gonna be giving having a teleseminar. Coming up,
free teleseminar.
Free next Thursday, which is great. You know, it's
put it on your calendars.
Mm-hmm. And what I'm going to do is I'm put in the chat room.
Yeah.
This the tag for the chat for the free teleseminar. You just show up, and Thursday at 8 p.m. Central Time, and we're going to do a great meditation. Do this. We're going to teach you 6 steps on how to magnetize and manifest anything in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a great time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a great time. And we hope to see you all there, you know?
And you're going to put it in the...
Yeah, I just did.
Oh, great,
uh-huh.
great. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah,
yeah, because we really... listen, this is our service that we want to do to be able to have everyone... understand the law of attraction, first of all, but understand how. I mean, the law of attraction works 24/7, or as we say, 31. And most people, honestly, don't. They're attracting by default.
Yes.
They don't understand. Well, how did I get this in my life? How did I attract this? But it, you know, once you understand, and then you take it a step further, and become a deliberate creator in your life, or I should say, a deliberate co-creator, because now you and Source are creating together.
Yes, exactly. And I love that idea about, you know, us and Source. You know, like there are times when I go, oh, I'm going to. Not donate. What's the word I'm looking for? When I somebody does a work of art and I'm going to say this is for somebody, I contribute like this to like the divine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are times when I said, okay, this work I'm working on now.
Oh, I see. Okay, I understand what you're saying.
What is that word I'm looking for?
Okay,
that's fine.
I know what you're saying, though.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It's
good.
Not devote, but yeah.
No.
I think it's a D word, though.
Yeah, not devote, but.
No. Somebody in chat room, help us out,
please. Yes. You know, and I love our chat room. They're passing along affirmations to each other, and I just love that. Thank you, girls and men, and,
yes.
You know.
We love affirmations here.
Yes.
We absolutely adore
mm-hmm.
them. One of the things, a little trick, a little tidbit,
mm-hmm.
is that it really helps if you can wrap your head around it. In other
right.
words, if your affirmation is, I will have $10 million by tomorrow, and you really don't 100% believe that, then we suggest you get an affirmation that you are in alignment with.
Yeah,
that
which
you can get your head around.
To me is always this. Wouldn't it be lovely to believe that I will have $1 million in my checking account tomorrow? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'll tell you what, I can't say no to that.
Mm-mm.
When I put in front of my affirmation, wouldn't it be lovely to believe, my resistance is gone.
Yes. And resistance, people, is key to allowing all the good to flow into your life. Resistance, low resistance, no resistance is
right.
the key. And so we always look for that place where there may be some resistance, and that's where we can begin, you know, working with, you know.
Exactly. Hey, girlfriend, you want to take a phone call?
Sure, let's do
okay.
it.
We're going to go to 214. Hi. This is
Hold
Vivian.
On.
Yes. 214, are you there?
Hi, yes.
Hi, how are you
yes.
doing?
Good. I believe you still remember me, right?
Yes. Hey, what's
yes.
your name?
My name is Vivian, and then you...
Hi, Vivian, yes.
Yeah, good.
How's everything going?
I try to get realized, and I believe, you know, and I also received an email from you. I'm really happy, just in a positive, you know, try to give me the very supportive. I'm really happy. Want to make sure, you know, everything will become normal.
You just kind of. Okay, you're kind of talking fast there, and you're kind of, it was really, you're fading out. But,
okay.
You know, Yeah, I first want to say, Vivian, thanks for calling back in, because I can tell that you're kind of feeling a little bit uneasy. And I just want to say this is what you do. You should take, you know, you call us, call, and help with getting, you know, your vibrational state up. Today, I was really in a state. I was, and I'll share this with you, is that about, literally about 5 o'clock, you know, Mom's like, we were getting down to actually working on some stuff, and it's like, what's going on with you? I go, you know what? Let me just check in with myself. And I checked in with my emotional guidance system, because I'm good at that. And I said, you know, on a scale from 1 to 10, I'm feeling really about a 5. And if I was going to go deeper with that, is because I have a deep disappointment and about this week. And, you know, I go, but knowing that, I'm glad I you know, figured that out, and I'm going to choose a better thought. And, you know, Mom's like, well, what? You know, I know you're weak. You know, tell me some of the successes that you had. And I told her some of the successes that I had.
And wins.
And I, thanks, yeah, not so many S's. Successes. Yeah. And so all of a sudden I started feeling better. And it's like, wait a minute, my night was getting better because I started taking my focus off what I was calling disappointment. And what it was is that, you know, the world wasn't moving the speed that Julie wanted it to move, you know, and had to release that and let that go and let the universe kind of work for me. And then all of a sudden I was able to relax and trust fall that the divine, that everything would be okay. And so I want to, Vivian, I want to say first to you, thank you for calling when you're feeling like this, because we can make you feel a little bit better first. And so, you know, on a scale from 1 to 10, Vivian, how are you feeling right now on a scale from 1 to 10, when 10 is your best?
I think last night was a 3, this maybe 6. A little bit getting better.
Yeah.
Oh, Vivian, you are so quiet.
Yeah, I'm going to have to trust that you're on my phone.
And
I could hardly hear her.
And sometimes the chat room could hear him better. But, you know, I hear that you're a 3.
Mm-hmm. She could also email me, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, Vivian, you have our email, right?
Yes.
Good. Okay, because we may have a talk to email-wise. And if you email us tonight, I will email you back. You know, if you email us before, like, in too long, girl, I'll be sleeping. But I want to first say, and the only reason why is because your phone connection is just not, we're not hearing you well.
Okay. Okay. So
but
can
I want to say,
type in the chat room, that'd be okay?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I will do that. And then you probably can, it'll be easier.
Okay, wonderful. That would be wonderful, Vivian. And I will promise you that if I get the email before an hour or so, or before 10:30, 11 o'clock, I will, or 10:45, sometime, I will email you back for sure tonight. Otherwise, I'm asleep and I'll email you tomorrow morning.
But
Vivian, I want you to say one thing though too. I want to leave you with this a little bit. Wouldn't it be nice if tonight I felt a little better than I did this afternoon? Does that feel like something that you could believe in?
And
do you want to feel a little bit better right now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And see, you can say this to yourself. Wouldn't it be nice if I could feel better regardless of my situation in my life right now, that I can rise above what my situation is and just feel better. I can feel good because I have people that I love. I have people that love me. I can feel good because I have clean water to drink. You know, I can feel good. And you can have a huge list. And regardless of the situation, the worry, you know, I'm trying to think of that one, Mark Twain quote. I was like, I'm an old man and have known a great many troubles, but most of them never happened, you know. And I wanted to say that, you know, you can release your worry because it doesn't do you any good anyway.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about the worry, the actual physicalness of it, it puts those hormones in your body that cause stress, that lowers your immune function, and all that other stuff. You know, it's like if the worry actually helped, you know, hey, maybe we'd you know, we go, hey, that's cool, you know, but we know that it doesn't, you know.
Yeah.
And so what we know, though, what we really do know is that feeling a little bit better,
yes,
actually helps.
Exactly.
It helps your body. It helps what you're attracting in your life, you know.
Yes.
All those better and better things, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. I think she's gone. She said she had to hang up because of her phone being so bad.
Oh, okay.
So
I honestly
couldn't
hear
one thing.
Anything.
Yeah. But I, you know, luckily we know her, and you know, she's. I'm gonna hang up really quick.
Hopefully, she'll go in the
chat room.
Yeah. Yeah, she can go in the chat room too.
Yeah, and I think, you know, and sometimes we just need to be, you know, kind with ourselves. And in the middle of here, this is the thing. You know, the older I get, the more I realize I'm careful of what I say, first of all, as being true, a blanket truth.
Right.
But, you know, the skies are always darkest right before the dawn, or
mm-hmm,
whatever they say.
And the darkest hour is,
yes,
before dawn.
And the reason why is because it's true what they say is about the breakthrough.
Yes.
What, you know, before you have these big breakthroughs, they sometimes follow a breakdown.
And a breakup.
And a breakup.
And so, and what seems like chaos.
Yes.
But things have to shake that much,
yes,
for it to restructure, reorganize, redesign.
Right.
And that's, I always remember Abraham Hicks talking about, and this is just, for whatever reason, this is something that my mind sticks to. It's like taking a journey from Tucson to San Diego. And halfway there you go, what? I'm not in San Diego?
Right.
What? Well, I quit.
Yes.
I just quit. I'm going to go home, turn around, because I'm a big freaking failure, you know?
Right, right.
And it's like, no.
Yes.
You're just not in San Diego yet.
Right.
And if you enjoyed the trip and took some, you know, little day journeys and, you know, stopped along the way, saw some, roadside attractions and stuff, you know, you know, you'd be enjoying the journey as well,
yeah,
you know.
And that's the key too, isn't it, being a deliberate creator? We want to enjoy the journey as well.
It's so important.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you know, we don't say, hey, your life is perfection, but we do say your life is perfect, because you are perfect just the way you are, and just the way you are is how you can get from here to where you want to be. It's the only place you can be, right? And so we would love for you to just go downstream,
yes,
to relax and breathe and know that it really is going to be okay. I mean, we have in our family, you know, this time of the year is has been a challenging time for us, you know, financially, because, you know, with my husband, work gets slower, you know. But, and I would remember, I have a body memory, that every year at this time, I just kind of go into, like, fear.
Yeah.
You know? But you know what? For the last 3 years, I haven't done it, you know? And the situation hasn't really, you know, I mean, it still gets a little tight for him, you know, but I don't get in drama over it. I don't get traumatized over it. And it works out much, much better.
Exactly.
It really does.
Well, it's the whole thing about you tell the story that you want to tell, because it's the truth.
Well, tell Chi's story a little bit, quickly.
You know what? I will tell Chi's story. We have another coach named Chi Myers, lovely coach, lovely woman, and she was
our guest on our, yes, morning show.
And she was divorced. I love her story because it's so poignant. She talks about how...
I don't think she'd be listening because she's working right now,
yes,
really. But hi, Chi.
Hey, she's exactly right. But she got divorced. She had 3 kids, and she got divorced. She started calling herself a struggling single parent. Just literally as soon as the divorce papers were signed, she became a struggling single parent. And every month what was happening as this was going on over a year, she had to start borrowing money from her family members to make ends meet by the end of the month. And finally, her sister said, you know, this is not like you.
What is going on with you?
Yeah.
This is...
You make your same amount of money. You get money from your ex-husband. What, you know, what is it?
The only thing she goes, is the story I'm telling.
Yes. Why are you? And she goes, I keep telling myself I'm a struggling
single divorce
parent. Yeah.
And she said, I immediately changed my story. Immediately.
Right.
And she said within 60 days, she was totally back on track, didn't get any more money than normal. It was just a cleaner, more conscious, awakened heart, you know,
right.
that listen, we are, if we're anything, we become our managers of our energy. And currency is just energy. Money is just energy. Not only do we want to become great managers of our energy, we want to become masters of it.
Exactly.
That's where we desire to.
Hey, we've got our phone call, by the way.
Oh, ready?
We'll take 702.
Hold on.
Hold on, 702. It's coming. Hello, 702.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Oh, perfect.
Perfect, yeah.
Oh, right on, because I have a weird phone, so if I blank out. This is Miss Smokey in the chat room.
Hey,
my name
Miss Smokey.
Is
Hi.
First of all, how are you doing? I'm doing better, and I just want to say how much I appreciate and how honored I am to find you two, because to me, you're like my mother, I mean, like my daughter and myself.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, I get your little postcards and everything, and it makes my day. But last week when we were talking and you were talking, and I felt both of your energies was very, very low, and it was like, okay, now I'm in that slump, and it's like,
yes.
I spent the whole day yesterday and most of crying, like soul-wrenching crying, and I know when we do that we are actually purging ourselves, and like you said, this is, and collectively, I think what we're all feeling, even the caller that was calling, is Haiti. I think we're feeling that because we are all one.
You're exactly right.
Good point, good pickup, because we can't deny what's going on in the world, and we allow that, and we can take care of ourselves the best we can by seeing them in their fullest and knowing that a year from now it's going to look bigger, you know, better than it is now, and we do what we can. But, yes, how can it not affect us at a level, even if we're choosing to focus on other stuff? So you're so right.
And the fact that we are all one, you know.
Yes.
It's
lovely and it's scary and it's exciting and it's all of the above, and it's like the more, I mean, I've had some really, really awakening moments in my life the last 6 months. I'm on disability, so I'm home, and my husband works at night and I'm home alone, and so it's really the universe is, so I'm on Blog Talk, I go and I look, and these are my friends. This is my entertainment, because I don't like looking at TV, but it's like so much has happened in my life as far as like looking at things and having epiphanies and awakenings, and it seems like the more that you learn and the more you use your tools, the more things I feel personally that I'm being attacked, you know, and not really, not so much.
Yeah.
Not attacked in that sense, but it's like maybe being like this stuff is purging, like I said, crying and just bringing that to the surface. And it's a healing.
I would agree more with that, because when you become aware, when you start having your spiritual journey, you know, you're being, like you're talking about, your epiphanies and things like that, so much is ready. It's been think about depression. Think about what has been depressed in your body for so long, because listen, you couldn't cope with it. You hadn't carved out a space, you know, big enough to have a good coping mechanism. So now you see things a little differently. You're more conscious. It's going to come up, because that's exactly what it needs to do.
Right.
And so if we are not, you know, sometimes we get afraid and then we shut back down. But if we are willing to feel it and know that ultimately it's like a cloud going by, it's not going to, you know, we talk about, if you heard us, Ms. Smokey, we talk about Velcro and Teflon, you know, and it's not going to be Velcro for you. It just, as long as you don't hold on to it and tell the Velcro story, you know. But it seems
right.
to me like you're right on track, you know, that and I wouldn't say, you know, hey, what, you know, the other shoe's going to fall and stuff like that, but you know, listen, how many years, you know, you've got to clear. You can ask. I'm going to tell you right now, you can ask your soul, you can ask your divine to say, you know what, ease up a little bit. I know you want to get me all down to the cellular level cleaned out, you know, but, you know, you can, you know, ask for just a little bit more gentleness.
Hey, Miss Smokey, have you ever been on our noon call on Thursdays?
No.
Oh, you have to come.
Yeah,
invitation, right? You get an invitation because you're a part of our prosperity postcards. But every noon for 20 minutes, we have our calls are just filled. It's a teleseminar, but it's just 20 minutes. And it's aligning yourself with unexpected financial windfalls. And it's just 20 minutes. I call it like hardcore alignment.
And you should see people write in, email us every week, you know, even from the smallest thing, like I unexpectedly got, you know, a 5-star restaurant, dinner for two. Somebody said, oh, I just got $300 from, you know, their equivalent in their country of the IRS. Somebody got like a $20,000 contract.
Yes.
So, I mean, it just really, it starts, you know, it just starts where it starts, and then it just keeps going because we keep creating a space because we're hopping on that frequency of unexpected
exactly.
financial windfalls.
But I would love for you to come next Thursday. It would be so much fun to have you there. And like I said, it's just like 22 minutes at the most, and it's just energy packed.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay, there's a phone number that I call?
Yeah, well,
yeah, it's also a webinar too.
Yeah.
You can just go on the web.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
okay.
You get our prosperity postcards, right? So you should
right.
every Thursday or sometimes twice, I do one on Wednesday, one on Thursday, I send an invitation to the people who are in our group, the people who get our prosperity postcards, and you can get them at prosperitypostcards.com. And you're invited. You get to go there every Thursday at noon Central, and I send you out the link with the phone number and the password. And I'll tell you what, our group keeps getting bigger and bigger,
mm-hmm.
and it's just... it's a 20 minutes of just connecting and using the group energy to really activate our manifesting capability.
Yeah, and it's just getting powerful. I mean, literally
yes.
within 5 minutes after we finished on Thursday, I probably had 15 people email me just to my Facebook account saying, what an amazing,
right.
I'm still in the energy. And, you know, this is it really, you've heard us talk that we're really in a collaborative year. This is a 2010, it's a 3-year. It's me and you and the divine all together. And so with this group energy, the intentions are so, I don't know, magnified, intense.
Yes, they are.
We're just enjoying it. It feels like it's bigger than all of us, really, and we enjoy it so much.
So look for your inbox, or you can follow Christine, too, on Facebook. I think there's a notification on Facebook, and it's just look up Christine Peters, and she'll be there. But you can, you know, follow on Facebook, or, you know, you'll get your invitation, and it'll say amp it up.
Okay.
And love. But you know what? I want to say thank you, first of all, for reminding us that the energy that's required right now in Haiti,
mm-hmm.
I think it is depleting all of us a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just needing, you know, we just have to allow it to happen. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
Allow...
And on top of that, I'm in California, so it's been raining for the last, I don't do rain well. Rain is like...
Well,
wow.
you've had some weird weather,
right?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm standing there, and I'm crying, and I'm looking at the rain, and I'm going, we're crying together, it's okay, you know?
Yeah,
but,
you know, and I love the fact that you're willing to just to feel your feelings and let it pour out. Just let it melt out of you. Cry yourself a river, and when you feel like you're done for round one, then go and be joyful. Find your natural joy until round two comes again. You know, life is a spiral, and you're gonna keep cleansing deeper and deeper. But you'll be in so many ways, Miss Moki, rewarded for that, you know, for that dedication, you know, to your spiritual journey.
You know what? And I really do have to agree with you. It's just sometimes, I don't really like, and I don't think anybody likes being in that space, but it's like I recognize it. And the more that I become enlightened, the more that I can see the little hooks that set you off. Like,
yes.
I think Christine, was it Christine? Christine, you're the daughter, right?
No, I'm the mom.
Okay, Julie's the daughter.
Yes, Julie's daughter. That's me.
Something happened last week, and you were talking about you got hooked, but you recognize the hook. And it's like, okay, I know that's a hook, but I'm not, God bless you, I'm going to let you go because you have no power here, you know. And I basically, but it's like those hooks are coming at me like nonstop.
Yes.
I'm having some problems in my marriage, so I'm getting ready to step out of the equation for about 3 weeks. I'm going to go visit my sister, and I'm really looking forward to this because I think it's the best thing. Because whenever, you know, whatever decision comes about in that, in that travel, I know it's going to be the best. If we stay together or if we don't, but I know that I have to physically step out of the equation to be
and
able to.
And I'm
going to
tell you something. That is not, in terms of law of attraction or spiritual coaching, that is not a bad decision, because sometimes we really need a distraction, you know, so that our souls can move and you know, the universe can do what it needs to do. And also, you know, sometimes these, I know my husband and I have been married a long time, and we always say we've had several marriages between us because, you know, there was the time when, you know, the kids were young and, you know, we were, you know, young and struggling. And then there was the different times, you know. And so a lot of things as we get older don't necessarily resolve themselves because, you know, you bring two fully formed people to the plate. But, you know, with this spiritual journey, with the law of attraction that we're talking about and deliberate creation and all the other spiritual laws, things can dissolve. You don't know how they did it. You don't know how it happened. But you go, you know what, I'm not as triggered by this. Or, gee, I don't feel as hopeless. Or you just don't know. But there's always a little bit of magic that happens. And I call it alchemy, you know, because remember in the old, you know, days of King Arthur, they always had an alchemist, and the alchemist was able to turn lead into gold. And that's what I think that we have the capability of doing with these sometimes issues that we don't really know. We seem so stuck, and yet we let them, we distract ourselves, we go away, we allow them to dissolve. We don't focus on them. Like, you know, you focus on what you appreciate, you know, in your life, and they tend to dissolve, you know, in some miraculous way. But you're right, though. I don't remember the exact day, but we had a really low energy day one day last week.
It was Friday, because even the radio, your switchboard was acting up, or we couldn't have sound.
It was like crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. And I was like, okay, and, you know, because really we are always looking at what we're in alignment with. And, you know, what you're not in alignment with goes away. It just, that's it. You have to surrender to that, you know. And so we really had to look at that and just say, what are we not in alignment with here, you know.
Yeah, but I just think collectively. I know things are going to, things are going to happen, you know, this year and all the way up until, you know, 2000. And I think, honestly, as time flies by, it goes faster and faster with each year. But it's like we gain so much. And it's like, okay, we, as long as we can stand in our power and realize that we are connected, then we can do whatever we want to do. We can accomplish whatever we want to accomplish. Just being human, that messes up the equation of it. But we're human.
Well, you know what, though? I'll tell you what, Miss Monkey, when you said, you know, and we stand in our collective power, I mean, I literally got goosebumps when you said that because I felt it.
It was a good phrase, because collectively the power is just intensified.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. And I just want to say you two are so, so absolutely wonderful. And you bring such joy to the people. And I don't even know or think you realize how much you do touch people's hearts. So I just
thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate
that. That makes me feel so happy.
It really does. It really brings tears to my eyes because it's what we, you know, when you do what you love, I mean, you just feel blessed all the way around, and I get to work with people like my daughter here, who's amazing, and I get to have callers like people like Miss Smokey here, who are just, rocking and rolling their world, even though, you know, it's not, beyond situations, right? You know.
Right. Absolutely. But I'm not going to hold you up. I want to ask you one question though. I actually do readings, and I know you've seen me in the chat room, but it's like,
yes.
I want to know, I feel like my business isn't, and again, isn't going as fast or what I expect, my humanness
right.
expects,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like whenever I do readings, I'm like totally, like there isn't a drug or anything that could make me as high.
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah. When I do readings, it's like I'm energized. I'm like flying through the house, like yes, you know. But it's like I wanted to see what you both felt about how my reading business was going to progress.
Well, you know, anything. You remember that one website? Was it keen.org?
I think it was keen.org or keen.com. But there was one of my good friends who does readings was telling me about this website that. Where she made extra money at, and you just go, it may be a bit of a long applying process, but, mm-hmm. Then you say, oh, I'm going to be available at your home for 2 hours here the day or 3 hours, and, actually can bring in pretty good bucks, you know, just taking the calls. I think it was keen.org, but
yeah.
I'm not 100% sure, but I can ask her, and then I'll tell you on the chat room in the next
yes.
week.
Yes, okay. K-E-E-N, I believe it's K-E-E, two E's, N.org. And I think that it might be an interesting avenue for you to start off with.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, you know, doing a show on Blog Talk Radio is fun to get your name out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
I really like, though, I'm going to tell you the truth, though. I really like I see that you could be a very, you know, you could do it locally. I mean, your light shines so bright locally, and I feel that you have a really you really radiate to your clients in the sense that, you know, I could feel the divine moving through you, and then that, you know, almost like ignites the light in you. So it almost feels like you could probably really blossom locally. But,
Okay. That makes sense because I was thinking, I have a friend that told me the same thing. He said, you need to go and put your little advertisements in grocery stores and stuff. Go to the bookstores and put
yes.
up posters there.
Bookstores, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
So many places that I have friends in Colorado who, I mean, just, rent a back room in a bookstore for, 6 or 7 hours a week or whatever, or on weekends. And, because once people get what you do, I mean, they want to come back for more, you know,
right,
and
right.
they want to come back for that experience. So I would love to see you stay local as long as, that's what you felt, you know, but I love the way you radiate. And I love
well,
the way,
thank you.
Yeah.
And you make our chat room so fun. you really do, and you're always on track, and I always feel just expanded because you're there. So thank you.
I want to say something too, just before we go. But I just want you to know that the divine feminine is saying to you, the gift that she wants to give you is the gift of asking. Just make sure that, I mean, she just says, keep asking me. Just tell me exactly what you want. Mm-hmm. Keep asking me. So. I hope that helps you a little bit.
Oh yeah. I'll receive that with great honor and thank you
yeah,
very much.
Good.
All right.
All
well,
right,
I'm gonna be in
heart.
The chat room, so I'll still hang out with you guys. And
okay.
God bless
you.
Oh,
that
all right.
was wonderful. Bye, Miss Smokey.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing to just be witness as a group to this amazing energy?
It really is.
Yeah.
And
I want to thank her for talking about Haiti just like you too, because we have to understand, like, we all are you know, feeling that way, and so we just do what we can to stabilize. You know?
Yes, and that's our job in so many ways, is to stabilize. Mm-hmm. You know, and let them do what they need to do, and send them energetic support and mm-hmm. financial support if we can. Mm-hmm. You know, that's our job.
You know, we were talking about...
we have another caller, too, so we can chit-chat first, then we'll go 310.
Oh, okay. No, I just was thinking about how the Divine Feminine said, mm-hmm. you know, we just need to, you know, kind of swim in these rivers of currents of grace and blessings, you know. And it's like that's where you hold on to when nothing is making sense, you know. You hold on to the blessings and the grace. And then when I thought about that, I remembered Carolyn Miss's, you know, her little quote about grace. And I wanted to just read it real quick, you know.
Yeah, please do.
Grace is not just a vague divine substance or some poetic ideal that mad mystics came up with in an altered state, but grace is a subtle force beyond the grasp of reason. It is a divine power, a force that the laws of nature are subject to rather than the other way around, as in the matter of miracles. Grace is what heals. So I'm just holding out to everyone just these currents of grace tonight so that we can, you know, begin that healing process.
Oh, great. Thank you. I love that. I'm just putting in the link again for people in case they want to check out our Magnetizing and Manifesting course. You know, this is a free teleseminar for next January 28th. It's Thursday at 8 p.m. Central. It's going to be a great class, and we're going to do the six steps to draw. Yeah, we're going to teach you how to turn your money magnet, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to also show you how the six steps on how to draw in anything that you want. And then we're going to do a really great, fantastic group visualization.
That's a sound engineer.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, because...
We have a picture of him, actually.
We do.
Have to go to our YouTube.
But. Yeah, and... but we just, you know, it's there, and I would love to share it with everybody. And check out the link, and that's just your invitation. You know, come back to that page on Thursday and so forth. So... Okay, that was my little spiel on Charlie's barking, but I would love to take, you ready for another caller?
Yes,
but you know what, first, so I need to take a drink of water. We're going to go to 310 in a second,
mm-hmm.
but I want to play a quick song, if you're okay with that.
Oh, yes, you take some hydration.
I need to take some hydration for myself, and we're going to do the Prosperity Postcard Wrap, because we haven't heard that in a while, and I love that.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll sing to it.
Okay, good.
Yeah. A three-letter word that comes after dot, invented by Al Gore, and he knows what hot. The COM stands for community. So log on, baby, come on, it's free. I say prosperity, you say postcards. I say prosperity, you say postcards. Prosperity,
postcard,
prosperity,
postcard.
.com. Noah's little honey from East St. Louis. First name Christine, middle name Marie. She has a fly daughter, she's calling Julie. So sending out postcards of prosperity. I say prosperity, you say postcards. I say prosperity, you say postcards. Prosperity,
postcards,
prosperity,
postcards.
.com.
That's my rap song. I love it.
Did you get some water, girlfriend?
Yeah, I did. We're going to 310.
Pretty.
Hello, 310.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Hey, pretty
Who's
good.
This?
This is Vince.
I thought it was Vince. How
oh
are
my
you?
Gosh. Hi, Vince.
Hi, how are you?
Hey.
Fine. I was just thinking about you yesterday and hoping that you got your settlement and that you felt relief a little bit. Did you get it yet?
I got the settlement from the first lawsuit. So yeah, and like I said, I was disappointed in the outcome, but it's helping. But you know, the other part of the lawsuit is still pending.
Well, that's
how's your book coming along?
It's coming. You know, I'm really excited about it, and I'm going to be glad to see that. I'm going to shed some light on the corruption
mm-hmm.
behind the Teamsters.
And the biggest question is, are you gainfully employed?
No, I'm not.
Ah.
Still not employed.
Vince, I hold it out for you. I see you. You're getting there. I want to ask you a question. Because your higher self knows this. At the top of your head, what do you think is holding you back?
Nothing holds me back other than the fact that there's no jobs.
Okay.
You know, I'm looking and I've been calling and applying online and there's just nothing out there. You know, nothing worthwhile taking. And I sure as hell wouldn't be going to work for, you know, minimum wage because that's not even going to get me out of bed and that's not even going to pay my rent.
Right.
So I sure as hell wouldn't take a job like that. So
Would you be willing to move?
What's that?
Would you be willing to move? I know you're connected to the Hollywood scene, though. I mean, you're an actor.
Oh, well, no. I'm saying, like, it depends. It depends where.
Okay.
You know?
I mean, are you a? I mean, I still see you in the West. But
right.
You know, it's interesting because there are some. I mean, what's going on is the traditional ways are not working right now because everybody's doing the traditional ways, such as, I mean, people are just looking online for jobs. And it's like you almost got to get to the next level. And, like, you know, I know that you want to write your book, and you are, and
right.
you will make money from this book. And in the meantime, you've got to live, you know.
Right.
And
exactly.
So what would be, like, the best job for you at this moment while you're writing?
Just something, well, definitely an acting job, that's for sure.
Okay,
but,
that would be your idea.
Yeah, that's my idea. That's my career and everything. But realistically right now, just pretty much a job I was doing before, working night shift and working in a production environment, something like that. That it would be my choice if I want to work overtime or the weekends or anything. And at this point, I wouldn't because I'm consuming myself fully into these two books that I'm writing. So,
right.
You know.
And how much money do you really, really need to make? Okay, so here's the thing about living a prosperous lifestyle or a prosperity lifestyle, which is this. You get to choose how you live your life.
Right.
You just said that your two books are consuming you, and they give you, I'm guessing they give you joy when you write them.
Oh, it gives me a lot of joy because this is my way of paying back what Teamster did to
yeah.
me and other people, you know.
Well, and, you know, and besides that, because I think it's a good story.
Yeah.
And in Hollywood, in L.A., it's all about the story. And I think that if you can rise above getting back at anybody but telling a good story, you're going
right.
to be in the right place. Because
right.
that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Want to tell a good story.
Yeah. I mean, clearly, this is going to be revenge because it's going to show, what is happening out there all the time. So.
Right. But in terms of timing, you know, revenge is best served cold, right, or whatever that is.
Right.
But the truth is when you do revenge, you typically have to dig two graves, right, because
mm-hmm.
you wasted your life focusing on revenge. So that's why I'm saying, can you, like, I'm going to give you an example. I was working with somebody, and they were having a crisis with their ex-husband, and just a big crisis. I want him out of my life. I hate him. I hope he dies. All this stuff. I said, okay, well, you know what? That's an okay thing to want, but can we change the focus to, wouldn't it be lovely if he found another woman and they had more kids together and they were happy and they decided to move away to North Dakota.
Antarctica.
Yeah, or Antarctica, whatever. But he was happy and found somebody else and had a great family and still contacted his child that they have together through phone calls every week, and that was good enough for everybody. And wouldn't it be lovely? But see the vibration there? The one vibration is like
I hope he dies a horrible death. Now, I've said those words and laughed after I've said it because I'm like, yeah, what comes back? Yeah, what you put out comes back. So I don't want that to happen to me.
Right.
But change. So that's why I say I heard your story, and I've heard it a couple times, and it's a fabulous story to put down in writing. It's going to be a fabulous screenplay. And when you can stay there and how entertaining it's going to be, the message will come. But you're not writing a documentary.
But see, that's the way I'm looking at it. I'm not looking at it as a revenge thing. I'm looking at it as opening eyes to the world, as to what these groups of people are all about. You know?
I know.
And
but here's the thing. Like Casino. I mean, and you can do that. You can do a documentary. If that's what your heart tells you, then do it. Go for it. And sometimes that journey that you're on is riddled with a little bit more conflict because you're swimming in the conflict of the story.
Right.
And so if you're okay with that, and it sounds like you are okay, then that's cool because you've got the life you chose.
Right.
What I want to say to Vince is I've been in contact with a great resource. His name is Stephen Barnes, and he's written screenplays, he's written books, he's written for TV, and I can't think of his website right now, but I'm sure if you Googled him, he's got a forum for writers, and it's huge, and you know, writers connect there. They talk about different resources, what agents are you know, looking and what company is looking. And so if you I think it's Stephen with a V, Steven Barnes, Barnes. And trying to find his website, it could be darkdream.com I think it's LifeWrite, LifeWrite.com. And, you know, you have to sign up and everything, but then he has this amazing forum filled with other writers and who are just there to, you know, support each other and, resources, all that kind of stuff. So
yeah,
that would be a great free recommendation that I could give to you.
Yes.
Right. Right.
I have to tell Charlie Ray where his ball is at because he doesn't know. He's just barking at me now.
Okay.
But anyway, but yes, I mean, that's a great I know this guy. He's wonderful. He would be really helpful to you, and
okay,
you'll have lots of fun.
And like I said, you'll meet other people in the forums that, are just undergoing, the same thing, or maybe they're a little bit ahead of you or a little bit behind you. So it's all a very collaborative effort, and it's a wonderful resource, honestly.
Yes, it
okay.
is. So I would love for you to look at that. But, you know, I want to ask you again, though, how much money do you really need to live on while you're writing your book? Because
if I could, right now, if I could get a job where I'm taking home at least $1,000 to $1,200 a week, that would be fine with me. That would be just perfect for me. Then I could save a little bit of money as well as pay off some bills and debts and stuff that I've got. So
did
that
you
would
say $1,200 a week?
Between $1,000 and $1,200 a week.
Okay.
I don't think that's asking a lot these days, really, to be honest with you. You know, because when you've got to consider rent, food, utilities, car payments, this, that, and next thing, it's and then health insurance. You got to take all that into consideration, you know.
Right.
So.
Oh, absolutely.
And this is what I want. While I'm doing this, because I know eventually sooner or later I'm going to make a huge breakthrough, and I'm going to become the actor and the writer and the director and producer that I want to be. I want to be the
right
kind of person that Quentin Tarantino is. I look up to a guy like that who has written some great stuff and who's directed and produced and everything. You know, Martin Scorsese, another one. You know, so I look up to guys like that.
Oh, yeah.
I just
for
need,
sure.
And you know, I've been told, and even my wife has said that she had spirits come into her in the night and told a couple of times that I'm an incredibly talented and gifted actor. I just haven't had the break that I needed. But they,
right.
but they've told her that, you know, and this is coming from the other side.
Lovely, yeah.
That's so great.
You know,
that's really confirmation for you, isn't it?
It is. It really is, because I know I have the talent, and I've even had past acting teachers and coaches surprised at the talent I have. I mean, you should hear some of the commercials I've written for just in class. Some funny and some very serious. I did a commercial about breast cancer about. Well, you know, people, when you mention breast cancer, people think of women, but it's also men who get it too. So I did,
exactly.
It was almost like a commercial like that. And then I did one for Sirius LA Radio, you know, which was really funny. And I wrote all this stuff. It's just that I just need one lucky break to prove myself.
Sure.
And that's something I haven't had, you know. And, you know, and the economy is really taking its toll on everything and everyone too. So,
mm-hmm.
but
Vince, did you say you were interested in like directing as well?
I would love to once I get my foot in the door as an actor
mm-hmm.
and writer, then I would love to go on and moving into also doing directing, and producing as
mm-hmm.
well.
I'm gonna give you, you know, this is so funny, and I hope you don't take offense at this, but you know, we just bought one of those flip cameras.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was like I don't know, $100,
right.
But I know one of my friends got them on eBay for like $40.
Yeah.
But you know, you can start, you know, I mean, you can start small, doing some stuff right now, getting it up for free on YouTube, and letting the planet, you know, start seeing it,
right.
And you know, getting some feedback and all that stuff. I just don't want you to wait around. I want you to start doing it, no matter how small it is. You know.
Yeah, that's the best thing about technology we're at today.
No.
You do not have to get a break. You can create one for yourself.
Like we're telling people about this free teleseminar that's coming up on Thursday. I'm sure Daddy's home, right? And so we were telling people about this, and Julie goes, "Mom, let's go out to the forest preserve and do a quick a video." And literally, you know, within 3 minutes, you know, I had a video done, and we put it up on YouTube, and it's pretty much fun,
yeah, it
you know.
Is.
And
it is.
I would think that you'd be fabulous at that as well.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you something else, and this is I want to touch a couple of things too while we're on, because I feel that these are really important. First of all, one of the other books, as you know, that I want to write is about organized religion, mostly Roman Catholic, and I want to expose them as the phonies that they are, because they're nothing but false prophets, like Jesus talked about when he was on earth. You know, there was always going to be false prophets using his name and God's name to make money. And Michael Beckwith and those other guys who did The Secret, they're nothing more than phony prophets too, because I just did some research on them, and what I found about them was horrific. It was just unbelievable. You know, and once again, it was his, if you look at guys like Michael Beckwith, and you look in his eyes, all you see is dollar signs, because that's what he's all about. How can I use?
Well, I always say though about you, Vince, is that you just like to keep it small. You like to play small. You don't want to take on anything too risky.
No, not me. No,
he means
that
jokingly, Vince.
Yeah, I of course I know. Now here's the other thing I want to say. I want to talk about Haiti too. Really, really feel bad for what happened there, the earthquake and everything. And I even, what little money I have, I did donate $20, because unfortunately that's all I could afford. But here's my problem with the whole situation. We should have been in Haiti a long time ago, helping those suppressed prisoners of their own country, overthrowing the government and throwing them in jail where they belong and turning things around for them. And the reason why low-life jerks, for lack of a better word, but to keep it mild, like Bush and Cheney, the reason why we didn't go in there when we should have to help them overthrow the government is because they, unlike Iraq and Iran, they had nothing to offer to us, no minerals, no oils, no gas, no nothing. Mm-hmm. So in guys like Bush's mind, they were thinking, well, if they got nothing to offer, why would we want to waste our time there?
Well, you know, it's interesting because my very best friend who lives in Pueblo, her daughter, you know, works in Haiti. She got her master's degree at Johns Hopkins and got it in, like, public health. And she went there, I guess, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 years ago. And you'd be surprised the programs that she ran. It was like, you know, teaching women, you know, like good health care and
prenatal care
and all that good stuff. So, I mean, I know for a fact, I don't know if it was government run or anything, but I know that there were a lot of, you know, good people, you know, beautiful people. In fact, some people in the Catholic Church here in our town, you know, go there several times a year just to, you know, just to work, you know, in the mission stuff. So, you know,
yeah,
I don't know about the government. She has wild
stories to tell, too, about her time in Haiti as well as her time in the one right next door.
Dominican Republic. Yeah.
You know, and how... How people, which is, I'm just going to share this with you because I find it so interesting that a lot of people hire their own armed guards. That's just who. That's how they live, you know.
Right.
And you know, she had an armed guard in front of her home, and I remember her. She's saying that, you know, it was just an older guy with a rifle that was sleeping half the time, but this is what everybody did, you know, and so forth. And I thought it was just, you know, funny and sweet and touching at the same time, you know, that, you know, okay, well, this is a guy with a rifle who's probably sleeping, you know.
But the people there are so suppressed by the government and they're so poor because the government rapes them of everything. I mean, their own government even kidnaps women, girls on the street, or they break into houses, and the stories I've heard, they drag them out and rape them, and then once they're done with them, they just toss them around away like they're nothing, like they're broken toys. And
I know.
But these people are so suppressed that they literally walk for miles to the other side of the border I can't remember where it was, and to buy food and to get supplies that they need just to live an everyday normal life. You know, but our government should have been in there a long time ago, taking down the government and overthrowing them and making a democracy of that country that should have been a long time. And, you know, and it just goes to show you, an earthquake of this devastation or any kind of natural disaster, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how much money you have. You could have all the money in the world, but you know what? Once an earthquake or any disasters like this hit, you're not going to be overlooked and say, oh, well, this guy's, you know, got all this money, so we're not going to touch him, but we'll touch everybody else.
Right.
Hey,
you know,
Vince,
and
that's
people,
true.
And these
you
people
know,
forget
hey, Vince,
that.
Yeah, I got to talk to you for a second. We've got some really brilliant people in the chat room right now talking, and I'm going to ask you a question because you do have a lot of darkness around you, and because you do see the eyes, you see the world kind of through persecution and being a victim and people around you being a victim, you know, people in Haiti. And that's definitely true, and yet there's a lot of light around you as well. I mean, your talent is light. Your desires are very much light. And, I mean, people in Haiti, I mean, I've heard stories, too, of musicians in the street from Haiti just singing and, you know, claiming their love for their family who they've lost. And those are in there. That's the sweetness of it. So I'm going to ask you, tell me the good stuff in your life right now. Tell me the good stuff.
The good stuff in my life right now.
What you appreciate. Because we all need to hold on to that part right now.
Well, one thing is I have a car that I can get around in,
yes.
And that's one thing. And even though it's been raining nonstop for 5 days here in LA, you know, I live in an area that hasn't been too severely hit or bad with the weather, so I'm very fortunate with that.
Yeah.
I have a little bit of money in the bank from this lawsuit, and I do have my health, you know.
Yes.
And
you have your talent.
And you have your
your
wonderful wife.
Yeah, yeah. You know, just a lot of things. And then my cats. One, unfortunately, is very sick with diabetes, and she's not going to last much longer. But the other one, he's very energetic. He makes me laugh every morning. He comes to me when
Yay.
I sit down in the office and I'm on the computer and working. And I have this furry little thing on a stick, and I move it around, and he just comes after it like crazy. And he just laughs, and he just loves sitting by me because he knows I'm going to play around with him. Yeah, and when I have him tossing and turning and chasing his tail with this little furry thing, that makes me smile. You know,
yeah.
So but here's the other thing I was going to say about Haiti too. Guys like Pat Robertson, who's one of those creepy, phony, religious and wackos, and then Rush Limbaugh. I mean, these guys are sitting there saying that Haiti deserved it, and then God did that to them because they was mad, because they practiced voodoo, because they do this, they go do that, they kick the French out. And it's like these guys are the ones who should be in jail, and they're the ones who are sitting there on air and telling people, not asking, but it's almost like demanding people, hey, send me your donation of $1,000.
Right.
You know?
Right. I was going to say conspiracy because I thought we lost Vince there for a second. But you're just going to call her. You must have a call.
Yeah,
it's
a caller, but I'm not going to worry about it. If it's that
okay,
important,
good.
Call me back.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I'm always like, you know, let people talk because I want to be able to identify people who I don't want to hang around and don't want to listen to. And I always love it when someone brings up something that happened in the 1700s, that's the reason why this is happening. And it's like, hello, did we not give, like, is it totally fabricated that we gave, you know, smallpox blankets to American Indians and, you know, Native Americans? And, you know, I mean, did we go back? I mean, if you go to the history of anybody's life, if you follow the tree of anybody, there will be skeletons, and it's not good. However, this is what I do know. We live in an amazing planet that is constantly changing.
Mm-hmm.
And to go to and to assume that the planet will stop changing for us is ridiculous.
And expanding.
And expanding.
Also, if we have to be our history, That really, really
limits
bums
us.
Me out.
Oh,
yeah.
It really bums me out, too, if I do my history.
Because if we are our best selves, if we are our hopes, our desires, our ability to see things as all one, that's our greatest thing. You know that Marianne Williamson quote? You know, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure.
Mm-hmm.
It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. And we ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? And she goes on to say, actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God, and your playing small does not serve this world. And there is nothing enlightening about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you.
Yes.
We are all meant to shine.
Yes.
We are born to manifest the glory of God that is within all of us. And not just in some of us, in all of us. And as we let our light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. And as we are liberated from our own fears, our presence automatically liberates others. I want to stand in that. I want to stand there in that space, you know, Jules?
Oh, for sure. For sure. I mean, Vince, do you get that? You don't have to play small for anybody.
No, I know. But doesn't it anger you or anybody else out there? Doesn't it anger people when idiots like Pat Roberts comes out and says, well, God let it happen because of this and that? It's kind of like when 9/11 happened, Oral Roberts sat there and he said.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. I heard that on the news, too. You know, and I didn't get angry. I just went, well, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah,
you know?
That's kind of stupid.
But, you know, I figure, like, everything is energy, right? And so
yeah.
I didn't want to put 1 ounce into that. I didn't want to focus the light that I have or the energy on that. And, you know, because what you focus on expands. I didn't want to expand that into the world.
Yeah.
So I didn't give it literally, you know, a split second of my attention.
Well,
and that was a choice, you know?
Well, it's okay. These people, it's one thing for them to say the garbage that they say on TV and
mm-hmm.
say this. And how I think, like, how dare they even think that? Like, what is wrong with them? Have they not ever heard of natural disasters? But it's another thing when there's so many millions of people that hang on to every word of these false prophets, believe them, and donate their hard-earned money to these whack jobs.
But see, this
is guess what? Free will.
Free will, exactly.
We were born into freedom.
And we were born to be deliberate creators because here's what I got out of this. I'm like, oh, gosh, people are going to be talking about this, and that he's going to get two more people who goes, that's right, I totally get that, and go and then give them money. But if he said something and no one mentioned it again, it'd be done, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
But it you know, and it's, Vince, I get you, because I remember this time in my life where everything made me angry, you know? Like I would see the world through, like you know, I'll give you a sentiment that I would say, you know, if you saw a wealthy person, you know that there a great crime had been committed somewhere, you know, that's a pretty hard statement to think about.
Yeah.
And yet I had thought about it and had talked about it, you know, it's like, oh yes, that's definitely true, you know, and I choose now, and here's the deal, my life isn't anything different. I mean, I couldn't help anybody then feeling that way.
Yeah.
But feeling this way, which is...
You do help people.
I do help people.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I want, you know, and...
Well, that's the thing, and you're right, because, you know, like, when I was working and I had money, okay, every Christmas, for example, I would go out and set aside at least $50. Even if I didn't have it, I'd do that. And I would buy one toy for a boy and one toy for a girl.
Yes.
And I would always donate to the some charity for underprivileged. I would drop it off at the fire department and dirt. And not this past Christmas, I couldn't do it because I didn't have any money. But the last Christmas, I didn't have any money because I was out of work. And what I did was I had my own personal collection of toy cars and everything that were still in the original box and everything. And I mean, I had about $400 worth of these cars, and there must have been about 30 or 40 cars that I had. And what I did was I boxed them up and I took it to a radio station that every year they play Christmas music in this area and in the LA area. And they also work with underprivileged children, and I dropped it off. I had 3 boxes full of these toys, and I dropped it off to them. And they were so thankful, and they said, is this your own personal collection, or did you buy it? And I said, no, this is my own personal collection.
Mm-hmm.
No donations from anybody else. And it made me feel good to knowing that there's going to be kids out there. And they actually told me where it went. It went to they run an organization where they place kids in special homes that have been badly abused by their own parents and relatives and whatnot. And they went to those kids, and it made me feel
yeah,
good.
Nice.
You know?
That's so nice. You know, I was just thinking as you were telling me this story that, you know, you said you still have a car, you know, you've got your wife, and, you know, you've been out of work for 2 years. I mean,
a little over 2 years.
That's amazing. I mean that you still have your roof over you. I mean, I'm thinking that is a win for you because you could be living under a viaduct, honestly,
yeah,
2 years
yeah.
out of work, you know?
Yeah.
God
no,
bless.
I can't say that I'm not getting desperate right now, but, you know, something's going to break for me. And I think right now is still a bad time, but I think sometime between now and I say by end of April, something's going to break for me.
You got it.
Put that intention out there.
Put
you
that
got
out
it.
There. I love it.
Yeah.
I love
but the thing
it.
Is,
but write it down and read it every day.
Yeah.
And
but
you know,
the thing is that what's kept me going is I'm trying really hard with everything to stay positive and stay focused, knowing that things are going to change, because the point of being depressed is not going to get you anywhere. And the
yes, that's so true. It's like if depression and worry worked, we'd all do it. But it doesn't do it. It really just perpetuates itself. And not only that, but like, you know, there are definitely emotions that are just like magnets, and fear is one of them, and you know, competition, and so they become just like magnetized, and you're wondering like, wow, my life is in a you know, kind of spiraling down, and you know, so you want to do the opposite end of those spectrums, you know, and magnetize your life in a better way, you know.
Yeah,
I'm so glad we got a chance to say hey to you. And, out there in California with all the rain and stuff, man. My brother's out there. He's in St. Louis, but he works for Boeing, and he was out there in L.A. this week, and he said there was, like, tornadoes or something.
Oh, yeah, we've had tornadoes, and we've had thunder and lightning at the same time, which is
not normal for you guys at all.
No. I mean, this is the worst it's ever been since I've lived here, and I've been here 15 years, and I've never seen it like this before. 5 days of straight rain. I felt like building an ark today.
You know, I think it's time we send peace and blessings to the weather, you know?
Yes.
And do that too as well.
Yes. It's just Mother Nature has its way, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it does. We have to respect her and honor her and know that it has its own plan as well.
I do want to say one thing too is, what Coke did to me was completely wrong, and I mean, because they let me go, and they let a guy who sprayed me with harsh chemicals and everything, who everybody hates, they gave him a promotion and raise because he's an ass kisser. But here's the thing, and like I said, it's not going to be payback, it's not revenge, it's just my telling my story about how I feel towards the Teamsters Union, shedding light, and what the company did to me. But here's the thing, I know that sooner or later, that guy, sooner or later, somehow, some way, he's going to get his own, and he will end up getting fired from his job because everybody hates him, and he's picked a couple of fights with other people.
Right.
He doesn't know when to keep his mouth shut, and he's come to work drunk a few times.
But you know what, Vince? I don't care about him at all. I only care about you.
Right.
I don't care what happens to him. I just want to know that tomorrow when you wake up, you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And because I you know, we've talked a long time, and
does it
help you when you share your story? Are you able to get a little peace? Because if that's the case, then I am so happy to be here.
I'm now starting to get to that point, and I can just look at the peace within myself. And every night when I go to bed, I keep repeating myself that I am going to get a job that pays at least $5,000 a month. And I keep doing that, and I'm going to put that out there, and I'm going to bring that to me. And when I get there, then I'm going to ask for a little more and a little more and a little more. Then I'm going to say, okay, now it's time for my acting. Mm-hmm. Now it's time for me to get a commercial.
And I'm going
to
tell you
I want to say, too, remember that the universe has a tipping point. It really likes 51% or more. So even, you know, doing what you do, keep trying to, you know, get those better feeling thoughts, better feelings, 51% or more of your day. Seriously, the universe loves the tipping point. Any less than that, you know, then, like, you know, just keep working your way towards that. That's all I want to say.
It's
going to
be okay. And then also for you, it's time to now have your affirmation be this. I have a job that pays me $5,000 a month where I am appreciated and I love being at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know what's funny is, Kat,
oh, wow.
You know,
we only have 90 seconds.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Vince, our show's over.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
I can't believe how fast it went.
Yeah. I was so, like, immersed
but
in this.
Next time I call, I'm going to tell you about the movie Kathy and I got for Christmas. We didn't have much of a Christmas, but the movie was funny.
Good.
I can't wait. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. I just can't believe it, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Hey, Vincent,
right.
Thank you.
Take care and have a great night.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I can't believe it. Vincent, that. Yeah, because we usually make it for 2 hours, but we decided to, you know, since we're trying our new stuff out. We'll...
Yeah, and I want to say hello to our lovely chat room. Again, we have some new people, and other people come on, Jada, and...
I want to say thanks to Miss Smokey. I
yes.
love her.
Erin Seitz, I love her. You guys are great.
And Vivian,
Smokey.
Email
yes,
us.
Miss Smokey. And, just hello, everyone, and thank you for being in our chat room. And blessings to you all. And let's just at this moment we give our intentions to send our light and our love to the people of Haiti and the people of the world, who anybody who really needs it.
Yes. Let's just be strong points of light right now.
Yes.
And know that there's very much new evolutionary information in that light, and trust that it's going to be downloaded to us.
Blessing all.
Okay.
Bye.
Bonsoir, Le Monde.
Bye.
Thank you for calling me on the phone. You're sounding wonderful. Bonsoir, Le Monde.